It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sepp. We've been bouncing around on the thermometer. Right now at 37 degrees in Effingham. That's off a morning low of 35. Got to 55 yesterday and looking for a high around 60 today. The rain should be pretty much out of here. We had a trace of precipitation, and then we might get more rain overnight and on Thursday. So we'll do our best to keep you up to date. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Big day in Neoga. Back to school today after the tornado that struck the community, at least the community where the school's located, on Saturday, March 15th. That happened just after midnight that morning. And the aftermath has been a source of quite a bit of consternation, but also a real team effort to get things back to good. And so instruction resumes today in Neoga schools. High schoolers will resume instruction at Neoga Community Center, which once upon a time was the elementary building. And the extra school closure days, Monday to Wednesday, will be classified as Act of God days. Those will not need to be made up. As a reminder, Superintendent Kevin Harmon said the last student attendance day remains scheduled for May 30th. But things back to as much normal as they can muster up, thanks to everybody in the Neoga community who have helped so much in these days. A Ramsey woman has been charged with being a money mule within a conspiracy to defraud victims and use their stolen identities. 54-year-old Elizabeth Conrad was the subject of a 19-count indictment. Charges include conspiracy to commit mail fraud, also commit access device fraud, 7 counts of money laundering, and 7 counts of aggravated identity theft. According to federal court documents, Conrad's accused of serving as a money mule for other scammers in a conspiracy to defraud victims from at least June 2020 until September 2022. Money mules are people who, at someone else's direction, receive and move money or valuables obtained from victims of fraud. Money mules add layers of distance between crime victims and criminals, which makes it harder for law enforcement to accurately trace funds that are fraudulently obtained from victims. Some of the offenses facing Conrad are punishable by up to 20 years in prison. A Louisville man has been sentenced to prison for violating his probation for drugs. 48-year-old Joshua Bass was placed on 2 years probation for unlawful possession of methamphetamine in December of 2023. Bass violated his probation for, among other reasons, using methamphetamine on more than one occasion. Following a contested sentencing hearing, Judge Joel Palos sentenced Bass to 5 years in prison. Once out of prison, he'll complete a 6-month period of mandatory supervised release. It's a big year for HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital. It's their 150th anniversary. A variety of events and activities are planned to mark the year, and the hospital's been dedicated, as they say, to providing compassionate health care and serving the community since its founding by 3 hospital sisters of St. Francis in Effingham on November 15, 1875. And today the commitment continues 150 years later. Throughout the year, St. Anthony is marking certain milestones to celebrate caring for their community for 150 years. This past Thursday, the 20th, the hospital's Women and Infant Center welcomed the 150th baby born at the hospital in 2025. Lucianne Felick was born to Callie and Nick Felick of Dietrich, 6 pounds, 2 ounces, and 20 inches long, by the way. HSHS St. Anthony's Women and Infant Center staff presented the Feldicks with a basket of gifts in celebration of Lucy being St. Anthony's 150th baby in the hospital's 150th anniversary year. One of the gifts included a special 150th onesie that is given to all babies born at St. Anthony's in 2025. A variety of other activities planned throughout the year. We'll keep you up to date. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is asking a federal judge to block President Trump's efforts to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. Capital News Illinois reports Raul is part of a coalition of Democratic attorneys general who want a judge to block Trump's order to fire half the agency's staff and immediately transfer some functions to other federal departments. The lawsuit's pending in federal district court in Massachusetts. Raul says that since Trump began ordering mass layoffs at the agency, Illinois has been unable to access certain categories of federal funds. Trump says getting rid of the Education Department will help return authority over education to the states. Altamont City Council members this week decided to replace the welcome sign at Schmidt Park. The sign greets those entering Altamont along the blacktop from the south. There was consideration of repairing the existing sign, but the consensus was to replace the sign. Councilmember Mike Walker said he might contact the industrial arts class at Altamont Community High School about working on a new sign. The council awarded mowing bids to John Berg and to Precision Lawn Care, and a lot at 301 North Main Street was sold to Tyler Polk for $7,500. The Illinois Pro-Life March took place Tuesday in front of the Lincoln statue at the Illinois Capitol Building. Hundreds of pro-life supporters were on hand for the event. Local State Representative Adam Niemerg of Dietrich was one of the main speakers for Tuesday's event. Coles County Habitat for Humanity has announced the groundbreaking ceremony for their newest home build. The ceremony is set for 10 o'clock this Saturday morning at the home site, located at 1020 Jefferson Avenue in Charleston. The new home's being built for the family of Julie Boyette. Boyette began volunteering for Habitat in 2015. It was through that experience that she learned about the program's process for home ownership. She said, "I knew that Habitat was an amazing organization, but I never dreamed I'd have the chance to become a homeowner." The Boyette home will be a four-bedroom house that will meet the needs of Julie, her two daughters, and her son for years to come. Habitat homeowners have the opportunity to select custom features and fixtures for their homes thanks to the support of generous corporate sponsors and local donors. And being somebody who's worked for Habitat has also earned points for the Boyette family, and that'll help in the process of landing their own home. Public's encouraged to attend the groundbreaking ceremony, again set for Saturday morning at 10 at the location 1020 Jefferson Avenue in Charleston. A reminder, too, Effingham and St. Anthony High School seniors still have time to apply for the Effingham Noon Rotary Club scholarships. The club will award two $1,000 scholarships to college-bound seniors who plan to enroll or have been accepted as a full-time student with a minimum of 12 hours of study in an accredited university, college, community college, or trade school. The scholarship application focuses on the scholastic achievements, extracurricular activities, and civic accomplishments of the students, in addition to a 500 to 750-word essay focusing on a relevant topic is required. The link to the online application is available through the high school guidance counselors at both Effingham and St. Anthony High Schools. Applications are due no later than this coming Monday, the 31st. Let's take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
Short, tall, or somewhere in between, W.S. Broom has the reclining furniture for you. Brooms has reclining chairs, sofas, love seats, and sectionals in sizes small through extra large. W.S. Broom has the latest designs in zero gravity, heat, massage, lumbar, and power reclining too. Do you need seating that's pet and kid friendly? Brooms can help you find fabric, leather, or microfiber that's easy to clean, durable, and good looking. W.S. Broom Furniture, celebrating 140 years in downtown Effingham.
The CP4 high-pressure fuel pump in big-name diesel pickups has earned a reputation for failing without warning, creating sudden power loss, and destroying the expensive high-pressure fuel system. Truck owners will have fuel system repairs that can easily exceed $10,000. Not to mention downtime and dealing with an unknown repair shop in an unknown location. At Shy Diesel, they found that replacing the CP4 with a durable alternative with OE fit and function is game-changing. Call Shy Diesel to schedule your appointment today for your CP4 conversion, 217-536-5200.
Imagine your child's future. full of opportunities, limitless dreams, and the education they deserve. Hi, I'm Nathan Schultz, financial advisor at Smith Moore in Effingham. Did you know that there's a smart way to save for your child's education? A 529 plan offers tax advantages while helping you invest in their future. Whether it's college, trade school, or K-12 expenses, you can start small and watch their dreams grow. Ready to give your child the gift of a brighter tomorrow? Call me, Nathan Schultz, today at 217-708-2065. Together, we'll build their future one step at a time. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
A look at deaths on this Wednesday. Marianne Roan, 73, of Effingham, formerly of Centralia, died on the evening of Thursday, February 27th, and memorial services are now scheduled for Marianne Roan. They will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, April 12th. Saturday morning, April 12th at 11, that'll be at the Sutherland Garnier Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Centralia. There will be an hour's visitation from 10 to 11 on that Saturday morning. And survivors include her son, Jason Roan, of Effingham, and also her daughter, Jennifer Patton, of Effingham. Roger D. McKinney, 60, of Iola, died on Saturday night. Funeral services for Roger D. McKinney will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. There will be visitation from 11 to 1 on Saturday. Sandra K. Taylor, 76, of Shelbyville, died on Monday morning. Funeral services for Sandra K. Taylor will be Friday at 1 o'clock at Halanyaki Funeral Home in Shelbyville. Visitation will be from 11 to 1 Friday for Sandra K. Taylor. Norma Siebert, 97, of Altamont, died on Sunday morning. Funeral services for Norma Siebert will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. There will be a visitation from noon to 2 on Saturday at the church. Gieskine Funeral Home in Altamont is assisting. Funeral services for 93-year-old Jenny Osick of Altamont will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at St. Clair Catholic Church in Altamont. Visitation for Jenny Osick will be from 9 to 11 Saturday morning. Funeral services for James Allen, 79, of Shumway, will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood. Visitation for James Allen will be from 10 to 11 Thursday morning. Funeral services for 85-year-old Marita Kemi of Effingham, formerly of Shumway, will be Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Shumway. Visitation for Marita Kemi will be from 4 to 7 tonight at the church in Shumway, following a 4 p.m. CCW rosary. Funeral services for Holden Schmidt, 20, of Stewartson, will be today. That'll be at 12 noon at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Holden Schmidt from 10 to noon this morning. Here's a look at our forecast. A 20% chance of rain just about petered out. Mostly cloudy skies will become all sunny. A high today of 59. Winds starting the day pretty calm. They'll become 5 to 10 mile an hour from the west, and winds could gust between 15 and 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 4 a.m., partly cloudy, a low of 42. And Thursday, rain likely, thunderstorms also possible after 4 p.m., and a high on Thursday of 62. More rain Thursday night, a greater possibility of thunderstorms overnight Thursday night into Friday, and then more rain after that. It's eventually going to give way to sunny skies on Friday, and then more rain possible on the weekend. We'll do our best to keep you up to date. Morning low 35, yesterday's high 55. Currently we're at 37 degrees in Effingham, and just a trace of precip reported here at the studios. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.